You're listening to a Mash Those Buttons podcast, brought to you ad-free with the support of our patrons. Visit mashthosebuttons.com or stay tuned after the show for more details.
Hey, this is Ramses from Push the Point, the Mash Those Buttons official Overwatch League podcast. Tune in every Tuesday where me and my co-host LaBosco break down player performances, storylines, and the league at large.
WoW Talk, the Mash Those Buttons podcast all about World of Warcraft. My name is Ray Lou, and I'm here with Eric Knutson.
Hello.
And Chris Harv Greer.
Hello.
Today is October 27th, 2019, and this is WoW Talk, episode 144. We adjourn our meeting. Just kidding. hopefully everyone's doing well. It's been a little quiet last week, I think, but...
So yeah, that concludes all of our WoW news for the week, because nothing happened this week, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Good chat.
Yeah. So this week has been, I mean, not too bad, right? Well, the past 2 weeks, rather, for rating-wise for us, at least.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, some of those pugs were pretty bad in that one run.
Yeah, Meanie was pretty... I still don't understand parses very well, but I do know... The color is in the order of loot, so they were gray, so gray must be really bad. And he was sad about that, but we did have a... I mean, it's a little hard. It's fine. We had 2-6 pugs in the interim, but never more than 5 at a time. We're not really sure why the first guy left, but then a mage came in and said that people keep leaving on the first boss, so I'm assuming that's what that guy did.
That's a thing? That's...
Well, it drops weapons, right? I think that's what it is.
It drops those weapons.
So, I didn't get my weapon. Okay, bye.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah, so that's what happened with that guy. We learned that now we know another person who has named their child. The other priest that was from Peru said he had to go because he had to go feed baby Jaina. So, and then I was like, oh, that's funny. We have someone here. And then Tony's like, yeah, my kid's named Illidan. And he's a twin. I was like, yeah, but you named the other twin wrong. So.
Yeah, it should have been Malfurion.
That'd be terrible to try and spell that all through school.
What? Spell it like it sounds. That's how it always works, right?
Oh, yeah. I guess so.
But yeah, that was not too bad, I think. I mean, we got it 7 out of 8, but I feel like... I don't know. I think we may have... I don't know if we would have gotten Eshar down with the group that we had, but I think once we started... losing a couple of people that were on the lower end of the scale, it made it a little bit easier to actually get what we need to get done. Because I know people were like, oh, well, we need more bodies. I'm like, no, we've done this with 10 people on Heroic. Like, yeah. We don't need more bodies. That's not the problem.
I whispered Eric on one of those Ash Fan pools, and I'm like, that dude did less damage than Ray before he died. He was at 1.5k DPS. How does this happen? I'm not even gonna say anything. I'm just gonna do that old achievement, grin and bear it, man.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I think if we had time, we actually probably would have got the queen down. The fact that we were actually able to get through Ashvayne and Zekwul was pretty amazing. Nothing short of amazing with the people we had. Like, we were stuck on Ashvayne for a while until some of the bad pugs left. That was when the guy was like, well, we need to find more people now. And I'm like, no.
Now we need to drop about 3 of you.
Yeah. It's like, actually, now that... I was like, we lost... The person who left, who was doing, like, I don't know, 13k or something like that. And I'm like, okay, so with them gone, it's actually going to help us percentage-wise. And then we did. We got it on that attempt.
So, my hand was so tired. I was clicking so furiously.
I was like, I'm going to start helping... Hopefully nobody needs to get healed, because...
Yeah.
I think that the first pull before the shield went down, the first once the shield goes down phase, it was like 58%. And I'm like, nope, not going to kill her on this one.
Not even right. close. I think that last one, we did get it into the 30s, right? 38 maybe, or 40 even?
Yeah, it was right around like 38-ish.
Yeah.
And I'm like, eh, it's borderline. And then it was within 2 seconds of...
It was so clutch.
Well, all I know is all the pugs were able to leave with at least 1 to 3 pieces, and hopefully between themselves that they, you know, had upgrades. Well, at least 5 pieces were upgrades. I don't know about their own roles, but... Yeah, good job, guys. Hopefully you'll be stronger and not find us again.
Yeah.
Except for the one. Well, Shaman was okay. I mean, she was nice.
Oh, yeah, she was good.
Yeah, it was refreshing to have, like, someone actually talking. I know the mage started talking afterwards when we were on the boss, and he said he hated tornadoes. And I was like, but it's like do-si-doing. And then he's like, I'm from Mississippi, and I don't even know how to do that. I'm like, no square dancing for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just because we're from the South doesn't mean that we know how to square dance.
I thought that was a requirement.
Part of a school thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. We had to do that for school.
Wait, we did? You're not even from the South.
Yeah, but we still had to.
You had to learn square dancing?
Yeah.
I mean, like, it wasn't just like a recreational unit in gym class. It was
that
like, something
gym.
You had to test.
Yeah. Well, no, we didn't have to test it, but that's something we had to do during gym or something. Okay. I remembered having to do it. So yeah.
Right on.
Don't say I don't know how to do things. But yeah, and we did normal for both weeks, which went fine. The alts, it's still about half alts. I think some people are kind of iffy on wanting to work on one, or maybe they think they're a little far behind, because we did put a little threshold saying as like close to like 400 or so for normal, just because I think Eric gets really mad when we... get struggly on things that we've done.
Oh, not just me.
It's not just Eric.
I think Harv feels the frustration there of when you're going through and it's something that we've killed a million times, but then people are like, hey, can you bring my alt? I just hit 120 like a week ago and I have 2 purple pieces. We're like,
how about you go keep doing LFR, bro? And bring your
man. Yeah, well, even Harv, even you left the first time when we did alt run, because you're on your mage, and you're like, I don't know what I'm doing, I'll be back, and you swapped.
Well, that's why this time I brought my other hunter, because at least it's the same thing. I don't have to relearn how to play another class. And this one was 403, and within one night I was at like 411, so I got some stuff.
Right. I do have to say, it was really confusing because Meanie and Eric were both on fire mages and I couldn't tell who was who because they were both on fire. I'm like, well, this is hard.
So many fireballs.
It was so great though, because I like fire spec anyway, so it was cool to see it, but it was confusing when I was like, well, someone's yelling for something, but I don't know. I guess it's you. I hope I healed the right person.
Mm-hmm. I've gotten pretty good at ice blocking when I get into that cauterize. So that I don't die. So, I have a key bound so I can find it right away.
Do you enjoy DPSing for once and not having to tank?
It is a nice change. I mean, tanking is what I'm used to and it's what we do in raids, but like after a while, it can be a pretty boring position. I mean, I guess anybody can say that about whatever position they're doing. I think I would say healing, though, might be a little bit different because that's you're not doing the same thing every time because people take damage differently and people run into dumb stuff differently. So that's always always changing. So like, but
you
as a
try
tank,
healing with me?
Yeah, no, we'll see.
No.
If I was gonna try healing, I'd want to try healing with Ray.
Yeah, definitely.
She goes into it with the mindset of she's doing it herself.
Yeah, so you're just extra. But I mean, like, as far as like tanking, like. I think this is also part of what's so frustrating to me with like Mythic Pluses. It's like because everything has more health. Sure, everything does more damage or whatever, so there's more risk of getting killed. But everything has more health. I stand in one place. I have my 4 spells that I basically just go through. I throw down a D&D and I use runes and dump runic power. And I'm just like, okay, well, now that this is a plus 11, I'm doing the same exact thing I would do on a plus 1. It just takes longer. And it's like this. So there's nothing exciting about it. There's no procs. There's no seeing big crit numbers or trying to compete with one of the other DPS guildies to see who can do better. It's just me seriously hitting the same few keys over and over again for a longer period of time. I think it's a, like, it's kind of nice to be able to play, like, where I was going with that, to be able to play a mage when we're doing alt night, because then I can, you know, have procs, like pyroblast procs are really fun. They're still exciting. And I don't have to stand in one place and just hit my same four buttons. I get to run around and hit the same four buttons, but it's different.
Hey, the first time I ever really, really played with y'all, you were playing on your mage. We had thinking. That's back when we were doing those challenge modes.
Pandaria. Pandaria was the last time that my mage was actually really geared.
And then somebody was like, who's this fourth guy or fifth guy you're bringing? He's not even in the guild. And they're like, well, technically he is, but he's on his geared main on a different server. It's Harv. Oh. Okay.
And we see I have someone greeting us in the channel today, so hello back to you, Leo Wild. Hope you're having a good night. My English sounds bad. What the heck? Challenges mode was also fun. I do kind of miss having that, but I guess Mythic Plus is in place of challenge mode now, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's just, wait, because challenge mode was, it was one difficulty, right? And then depending on what time you finished it in, you got bronze, silver, or gold, right? Yep. And so then Mythic Plus is just you have a hard time limit, and it just gets more difficult the higher the number.
Right.
Well, that way you can never run out of levels until you hit a wall and decide that you don't want to do 25 or above. Whatever number you may hit.
Yeah.
I did pay a guy $500,000 to give me challenge mode golds. Across the board.
Really?
So I unlocked all those weapons, I got the mount, I got all this stuff.
That's awesome. Wasn't Top doing that for a while?
Probably was.
Because he selling runs. Had a pretty super good. Yeah, he had a good team, and he was. I think people paid to get carried through.
It's a lucrative business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they were like, "This is the cheapest it's going to be." Because next week we're going to go up to like 750K because we're getting close to the end, and I'm like, "I'm glad we're getting it done now."
Yeah.
Yeah, this week's Mythic Pluses are supposed to be easy. We were trying to hit 15 keys, but I don't know, it was kind of tiring. And having one extra pug, or having a pug, made it harder when they're not in chat, because we're in like, should I type this? No? Okay. Oh, crap. He's not doing what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is hard now.
What was it? Eric went with us on that 9 on her ults?
Yeah, the one in Shrine. It's like, hey, well, let's just do a quick Mythic Plus before bed.
That was that one in Shrine. We went into it on, what was it, a 13 or 14?
Yeah.
Same boss. That second
boss.
Yeah,
it was just as bad, and I was on my main.
That's terrible.
I think it's just however that's done with the interrupts or whatever, it just made it not good. I was like, we're all standing in the thing.
It was just tyrannical, man. That's just one of those bad bosses for tyrannical. Because it does so much damage.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it would have to be, in order for that one to go real smoothly on Tyrannical, everybody has to be super on top of the interrupts. We'd have to have like an interrupt rotation and everybody with like an 8-second interrupt cooldown or a 12-second so we could cycle through it, I think. Because once the caster's down, it's not so bad. Then it's like, cakewalk.
Oh yeah, because we killed the caster and I was like,
Oh yeah. Both times.
Yeah.
That's what happened. He sighed relief as she went down.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the exact same feeling. I'm like, thank God, we're going to kill this.
Yeah. So I'm usually, you know, like when I'm playing the Death Knight, I have Mind Freeze, which is a short cooldown. I forget if it's 12 seconds or something like that. But I was on the Mage, and Counterspell is 24 seconds. That's rough.
I'm trying to think who we had in that big one. It was Meshack, Ray, Meanie.
Mm-hmm. And a Warlock.
And a Warlock.
Because the Warlock didn't know he could take the shortcut and the fountain thing, and I was like, oh no. Like, come back, there's a shortcut here.
Great.
Eric, it was just as painful on our mains as it was on our alt.
I can only imagine. Yeah, I think the part that was the worst was like, okay, we just did this other one, it was fine. Like, okay, well, let's just get this, we can do this +9 real quick. Okay, real quick. And then we're like, we had like 50 deaths or something like that. And it took like an hour. And I went to bed like 45 minutes later than I wanted to.
I mean, yeah, it was just that one that. Boss. Happens. After yeah. that, after that boss, it's just like, oh, whatever. We're fine.
Yeah, it wasn't for that.
One day we'll hit an easy week and then we'll be like, we swear this will be fine.
Yeah. Oh, and we didn't have a B-res. Nobody in our group had a B-res.
That's what made him really upset.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, bring the player, not the class, right, Blizz? Screw you. So pissed. Yeah.
Just the one instance, because you weren't tanking.
Right.
And Shackles wasn't tanking.
Yep.
So everything was downhill.
Well, Shackles was tanking, but he was on his warrior.
Oh,
yeah. Right. That's right. He didn't have the druid, so no B-reses.
All right, well, next time I will go on my druid instead. So we have AB res if we run into that issue. I'll work on gearing her as well then.
Well, even Shaq said it, because we went through that first one, what was it, Spoopy House? So yeah. Easily, and we plus 3'd it. And he's after we did the shrine and you went to bed, he goes, yeah, I was really hoping we weren't going to plus 3 that to a shrine, because this warrior's not geared enough to really take a 9 yet.
Oh, never mind. My druid's 415. She's almost ready.
So. Oh, yeah. It's close.
So, okay. So I can swap out. Now I know.
There you go.
Yeah. So that was pretty fun. Got to take Eric out this week on his mage to get stuff for his necklace. So now he'll be more prepared, hopefully, this week.
Yeah. Actually, when we talked a couple weeks ago, I forget what I said my necklace level was at, but it was like laughable. It was really bad. Now it's 58, so it's decent. I've actually gotten into those extra abilities and stuff.
It yeah, was really quick. When I took my hunter in there this week, I literally had the starter essence, and I was level 48. And when we finished trading, I was at like level 58. I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Then I had 3 essences. I'm like, this'll work.
So we should tell people in our group, if they bring their alts, that the necklace will go up higher, just work on the other parts first.
Right.
Not worry about trying to grind out the necklace then.
Yeah, just know how to play your tune.
Yeah.
Yeah. Try not to die. Usually we can make up for the rest of it.
More than 1.5k.
Yeah. Exactly.
Try not to die. Remember Yao, Harv. Newcomers and returning back.
Oh god, I think we've talked about that on here.
Yeah,
everybody's like, I died every pool for like 2 weeks. It was bad.
It's okay, you've proven yourself since then, so we're okay.
Yeah,
but for those random times you die and I'm like, why did he just die? I'm like, oh god.
Yeah, so sometimes I just have a bad time and just move on.
More pizza, less french fries.
Yes.
Okay. For you, not for me. I need more french fries.
Yeah. French fries for Ray.
Right.
She likes the potatoes.
I do. I think that's about it for retail for us, right? I know Scott got the bee.
Oh, he did? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
He did get the bee.
I still need one more random dude from Ritualist 2 and Throne of Thunder. I'm going to be doing it every single week until I get it. It's the only last part I need for the achievement for Throne of Thunder.
Oh, no.
I'm dying. But hopefully this means I'll get Horadon from doing that, so we'll see.
There's always that.
Yeah. Shackles and I just swap gear and get transmogs in the run in hopes that I'll get the thing, so we'll see. Perfect. And then I haven't been playing Classic, so that's me asking Harv, what have you been doing in Classic?
I've been doing a lot of stuff in Classic. Finally hit 60 last week.
Oh, snap.
I finally finished Burning Steps, and the important thing about that is you get all those quests for, like, Blackrock Depths and stuff like that, which is basically where all of the attunements for the raids and stuff start. So I read Blackrock Depths, like, 7 times. Just going in there over and over. It's like, oh, we need to farm this boss. Cool, I'll go. I've got quests in there. Maybe we can kill some of the stuff I need. And then finished it up, finished a bunch of the quests. Like, sweet. Level 60, they're questing. Dude's spamming, looking for a group. Hey, we're doing an Onyxia run. I'm like, sweet. I I can do that. I forgot there was an attunement for Onyxia.
Oh, no.
So I didn't have my little Drake Fire amulet. Couldn't zone in. So I went and looked it up, and I was like halfway done with the quest chain. So went back to Black Rock Depths. Had to do a few more quests in there. So dealing with buggy quests, because once you do, there's like an escort quest in there. Super stressful. I was like, my teeth were clenched the whole time. I'm like, please don't let this guy die. We've been in here for 45 minutes.
Oh my God.
But like, it's forcing me, Ray can attest, I don't like to start groups. I don't like to lead groups. It's forcing me to start my own groups for stuff. And I'm like, I'm tired of looking for a group that's doing it. I'll just start one. And I hate it. But whatever. I got stuff done. I'm attuned to Onyxia now. I actually went and killed Onyxia a couple hours ago. And so that was cool.
I didn't die.
I didn't get the mount. I don't think the mount's a thing. Because that was a Wrath of the Lich King thing when they re-released it.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
But I didn't get anything. I didn't care. I didn't die. I didn't wipe the group. I'm good.
Perfect. That's the most important part.
Yeah, right? That applies to both versions, though, too, right? I mean, you just feel really proud because you weren't the reason.
Oh, I mean, I almost died, but I didn't get breathed on. I died when we wiped one time. Because it's like a shock. Because, like, oh, somebody got thrown into the whelp cave. One dude yells out, mini whelps, handle it. So we'll never get away from that video.
No.
But, yeah. Actually ran Upper Blackrock Spire last night. We 10-man raided that. We only wiped one time.
Oh, wow.
So that was pretty cool. And, yeah, so I've been doing that stuff. Started playing my mage on there because I realized Hunter might not be the best choice for me because in our retail raids, I have some keybinds for the way Hunter plays in the classic. So I'm clicking those keybinds in retail and it does nothing. So it's like, oh no, I gotta run. Go pet. Oh wait, that's not gonna work here. But yeah, I'm just kind of messing around. Like I said, I'm not going to be too serious into raiding, but everybody knows how to do everything pretty much. So it's like you can get into Molten Core and full clear it in like 90 minutes. So it's not like it's a huge commitment.
Oh, that's good.
But
didn't that used to be a super huge time sink? Because it's just that the players have gotten better? Or?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, obviously players have gotten better because there were like timetables. When the game was released, they were like, yeah, it took 6 months before somebody ever killed Ragnaros. They did it in 4 days this time.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. It's not like it's progression. Everybody knows what's going on.
Yeah.
So, they're just playing a new game plus because it's already been out and they're just going in and doing it again, but having the knowledge that they didn't have before. Mm-hmm. I'm sure if it took them 4 months to do it again or 6 months or whatever, they probably would not be playing anymore.
Probably not.
Probably not.
But I mean, yeah, it's cool. I was thinking to myself, I should go get that winter saber rep for that, like, purple and white mount. And then I actually looked up the grind back in Classic, and I would have to do this one quest like 350 times. Oh, so I did the quest one time, and it took like 30 minutes. No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. Got it.
Well, if you're not super serial into raiding, you could spend your other hour and a half doing those over the span of several days.
Oh, no. It's not. Because I did it two times, and I'm like, this is way too much work. This mount that I don't really care all that much about. But yeah, I'm just playing around, but it's fun. Mm-hmm. And actually, you mentioned Scott got his beam out. I saw that the other day, and I was like, oh, man. I actually hit Revered with those guys today. And then I need just a handful more of those little blue jelly things so I can get those goggles so I can do my farming on that hardcore. Yeah. And that's what I've been doing this week.
Yeah, I haven't done rep stuff. I got the Exalted with Rust Bolt and helping out Eric doing the thing. So I don't know what that gets me, but I'll check it later.
It makes me cringe.
Yeah, that too.
I don't know if anybody ever realizes it's really not that bad when you're playing with other people, because then you're just chatting and shooting things. It's okay.
I mean, the only reason I got to Revered was because I was playing with you.
See? So you play with people. You play by yourself. You only have yourself to think in your head, and then you go down a hole that's not always the happiest hole. And then you're like,
oh, you're not wrong.
You just don't want to do it anymore.
It's like, oh, great, no, friends. I'm out of podcasts to listen to.
Right? You listen to sad songs or something. Now I think we only have one Jihedric topic, because that is the only topic we have for today, which is BlizzCon.
BlizzCon.
Dun, dun, dun.
I have my phones, guys.
Oh, perfect. Good.
That's all you need.
Good. From all the random rumors and experience from last year, I guess, are you prepared?
I am prepared.
Okay.
And I do want to say, before we really get into this, I haven't actually looked up any spoilers. But, I mean, there's obviously been rumors going around for a while, so I just want people to know I'm not actually going to drop any spoilers.
Right. Mm-hmm. But the rumors, though, right?
The rumors, though.
Yeah. I did look at some of the rumors, because they're just rumors. Kind of silly, but, you know.
Right.
I know someone had a list, and it was like, here's this guy that has a spreadsheet with 66 different things. I'm like, oh my god, what the heck? Definitely went into hardcore, and I was like, is this all just for WoW stuff? And Eric and I were just looking at it, because it was just kind of like, they think that this is a class, or they think that this is going to be a new thing, and it's insane, because it's the internet, and the internet only takes us down a further rabbit hole. And then, I think, I don't know, it just feels like, you know, people write stuff, and they want the stuff, and they get mad because the stuff isn't there, but it's like, it's the internet, literally anybody can write anything. And Photoshop everything, and you just have this pile of everything that needs to get fact-checked, but nobody fact-checks anything, ever.
Right. It reminds me of last year when Blizzard came out, and they were like, hey guys, we got a bunch of cool stuff in the works for Diablo, but we're not going to announce any of it at BlizzCon.
Yeah.
Everybody took that as the thing. They're announcing all the things at BlizzCon. And then they announced Diablo Immortal, and everybody's like, no, we don't like it. Boo.
Yeah, I think, so you said you haven't looked at any rumors or anything at all?
I mean, I've listened to podcasts, but nothing from this week. So okay. Anything that might have been released, I haven't heard about it.
Hmm. Yeah, I know. What are they called? Two different names for expansions for WoW. No idea. No, a couple classes or whatever.
Oh yeah,
there's still no idea.
Some rumors about new classes.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as WoW goes, everybody knows we're getting our new expansion. I'm not even gonna guess as to what it's gonna be. I would like to see the whole. Everybody's like, oh man, it's not gonna be factions anymore. They're gonna let us choose which faction. I personally would like that.
I didn't hear
that. Like to unleash everything to be anything?
Well, it's like, I would like any new character you made to have like a little starting experience, and then at the end of that experience, you get to choose which faction you went. Mm-hmm. Kind of like the pandas do.
Oh, after your starting zone?
Yeah.
You think that would make everyone mad? It always makes people mad.
I mean, right? Everybody's going to be mad regardless.
No one can be satiated.
But
not one.
The general vibe in the entire WoW community is, what point does the faction divide really serve us at this point?
Right.
Obviously, people haven't been a fan of Battle for Azeroth. Oh, hey guys, guess what we're going to do? We all bound together and helped each other. Now we're going to hate each other again.
How do you think that would affect people actually, like, in real life? Because I know you guys already know my experiences real life Horde players who get all upset and panties in a bunch when I say I'm an alliance. You're
having a bad time.
Yeah.
Well, the hair are like Scott and them from BlizzCon last year. Everybody at BlizzCon's Horde Mythic Raiders, right?
Yeah, it's like they're everybody all, they tried to play with.
Every person they talk to is, oh, we're 8 of 8 Mythic. No, you're not.
Let's see, Leo Wild says that they would love being able to choose which faction or race in on, and that maybe you could do it at creation. And then they said that they did add little Alliance Horde symbols next to character names on the list. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that is true. I did notice that, which I thought was kind of neat. Although I thought the grayed out thing kind of made its point, but it's cool, though. I like extra UI things. Throw me more pretty colored clothed thingies so I can stop guessing, I guess.
Right.
Yeah. No, I mean, it'll be interesting. Like I said, I think for me, it was just, I would just wonder how it would affect people in real life. Like, would they stop, you know, whatevering? Or would they just find something else to complain about?
They got to complain about something.
Yeah. Right. It's always gonna
we're still better than Alliance, even though we're all BFFs now.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. I think it'd be cool if there was a way that we could actually play with Horde players. Because I've seen it on like low pop private servers before, where they just like, hey, you can invite Horde players into your raid and just go raid Blackwing Lair. Which I always thought was a cool thing. I'm like, why can't we go against this mutual enemy together?
Yeah, that makes sense. At least, I mean, maybe not like out for in like the world or whatever, but at least for dungeon instances and raids, that would make sense. I don't know.
As long as they're not trash talking each other, I suppose, or saying it's because your alliance, we didn't, we wiped, and this is all your fault.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, yep. And also, Leo Wild says that maybe remove the faction restrictions on tagging. People do Horde stuff.
That's right. I see where you went with that.
Well, I think maybe on war mode off, you could do all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But war mode, if you want PvP and want faction divide, play with war mode on.
Right.
So
that would make sense.
We'll see if they have something like that in store, or if people will have to continue the path of some Star Wars quote about something leading to hate and anger and some other things. And inevitable destruction. I know I've messed up a line somewhere, but Harv knows where I'm going with this.
I'm just going to let it go.
Well, we're not raiding, so you're not dead, so it's okay.
Yeah. So you can start trash talk, continue to trash talk people at Build-A-Bear.
What? We didn't trash talk anyone at Build-A-Bear.
Well, then that girl at Build-A-Bear trash talk Ray.
Yes.
And she's wearing a Hearthstone shirt. She's like, yeah, I play Horde. You play Alliance? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't
forgot about that.
Her.
Yeah, no, it was the girl. Yeah.
Yeah,
the Horde girl.
She got hostile with me. I was like, whoa.
That's so weird. I don't get it. Like, I don't get the out-of-game rivalry. Right? I mean, we're all nerds. We all play the same game. I don't understand.
It's like sports ball.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
They even had those commercials for BFA that were like that. Like, oh, I'm on the subway. Sat down next to a cute girl. Looked over at her bag, and it had a Horde logo. And I got up and went and stood up.
I'll never
get
it.
Yeah, it's like sports ball.
Yeah, I guess.
You see someone with a certain jersey on and you want to start trash talking or whatever. Nick comes in and puts an Eagle jersey on or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess it is exactly like that. That's a good comparison.
It just shows that even though it's a nerdy category of gaming, that people still have to get upset. What are you showing this to me for? I see you are a Dallas Cowboys fan.
I had to trash talk you because we like different teams, right?
Oh yeah. Well, you and me, we come from different worlds, right?
I'm not gonna do it.
Jeez.
Oh, Eric is dying.
Yep.
Oh man, but like I said, it just goes to show that even outside of a sports ball, that it leaks into other aspects of hobbies that people have. Mm-hmm. I'm sure people who might get upset about, I don't know, emo music versus death metal.
Oh, they do.
See? It's the same thing. And Eric watches that Leonard Kenny show or whatever. Won't they get upset about crap too?
Oh yeah, they get upset about all kinds of crap. But that's funny.
Alright, fine. So, aside from rumors, it said, Harv said he didn't look at anything. I took a look at the scheduling stuff, and...
look at the scheduling, though.
Okay. So, wonder...
The thing that stuck out to me was the 5 coming soon blocks that are...
Yes.
So that means, to me, I read that as there's 5 major announcements, at least.
So you think they're just going to do one per? Like, you know,
I mean,
one announcement per coming soon?
If they have multiple, like, let's say Diablo has a couple different things, they could talk about both of those in it. I personally think Immortal is going to be playable as of right now, Diablo Immortal. Download it on your phones.
Well, let's see, if it's 5 things, so it'd be what? Overwatch, Heroes, Hearth, WoW, and Diablo?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, then there's StarCraft, too, right?
I don't think Heroes of the Storm's gonna announce anything, because that's been in maintenance mode for a while now. They've already announced the the Deathwing character that's playable.
Oh, right.
Or will be playable after BlizzCon.
Okay. Leo Wild says, I think we'll see a new IP of some sort.
That's possible. I mean, they have that incubator, right? Where, like, they send people to never be seen again. So, hey, where'd this guy go? Remember him? He used to be all about it in World of Warcraft, and now he's been gone for 7 years.
He's in Greenland, never to be seen again.
Right. In Eric Sims' basement.
Yeah, that's where he stays.
We should just go, I guess, maybe go down the list. So WoW, get a new expansion. Hopefully we get some cool stuff announced. Diablo, I personally believe after last year's debacle, they have to announce Diablo 4.
Yeah.
Even if it's like, hey guys, it'll be a while, but we're working on it. Which last year that would have saved him so much headache. Don't even say nothing. Just throw the Diablo 4 logo up on the screen and be like, and walk off.
Please don't make it look like 4 without the IV. Oh, damn it. Go ahead. Sorry.
That's
my only gripe.
I think we're going to get an announcement for the Diablo 2 remaster. I've actually heard people talking about that for years, actually. So, you could get the 2 different ones from Diablo. Then they'll be like, oh, and by the way, you can play Diablo Immortal. Because apparently the company that made the game has said the game's been ready for like 3 or 4 months. But Blizzard wants to put their polish on it.
Mm-hmm.
Or let's save that release for BlizzCon. So, I feel like we're going to get a lot of Diablo talk. Overwatch, apparently, this is Nick's words, not mine, but fuck ESPN for announcing, Overwatch 2.
That's right.
But yeah, that, I don't play Overwatch, don't really have a whole lot of interest in it. People mentioned maybe there's going to be a PvE mode where it's not only competitive shooter. We'll have to wait and see, I guess. Hearthstone, I'm sure we'll get an expansion. Don't play Hearthstone.
StarCraft?
That's a touchy subject amongst people. Nobody really wants to play in an RTS because we're already getting Warcraft 3 Reforged, right?
Mm-hmm.
It'd be weird for them to be like, oh, new StarCraft RTS. I've always thought it'd be cool if there was a new IP or a new different kind of game in the StarCraft universe, I guess. Like, they had a shooter at one point that got canceled. Apparently they had like a version of StarCraft that was like a Star Wars Battlefront type game.
StarCraft Ghost?
Well, StarCraft Ghost was the shooter that got canceled a long time ago. Apparently, recently, they just canceled a remember Star Wars Battlefront? One of those games? Apparently, they had a StarCraft game like that, and they canceled it. So, who knows?
Damn. That would have been kind of cool.
It's going to be a dating sim.
Yeah. A dating sim.
StarCraft Sims.
Oh, man. Oh, man, if it was like a Sims game, but with all the Blizzard characters, that'd be kind of weird and hilarious at the same time.
He's like, I made my house out of gnomish technology.
I did. Yeah. Oh, damn it.
But yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, that sounds pretty legit, if that's what they have in store, instead of saying everything's mobile now.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I feel like we're going to get a lot of mobile announcements.
Right.
But I feel like they learned they can't announce a mobile game if they don't have something for, like, PC players, because that's what killed them last year. Yeah. Because, oh, we realized that we built our entire company off of the back of PC gamers, but we're not giving you anything this year.
They're going to get eaten alive if they do it.
So it's like, nope. I personally thought Immortal would have been fine had they said given PC players anything. But don't come out saying, but don't you guys have phones? Oh, dude, you just dug your own grave, man.
Yeah. Whew. Sorry, I had to shake that one off. But yeah, I don't know, man. So no, hopefully that we don't have to worry about any blowouts there, because between that and I don't know if there's going to be any issues just with the Hearthstone whole liberating Hong Kong thing at BlizzCon, if there's going to be some type of
I guarantee I it there's going to be something, but it's going to be like if we're watching at home, it's going to be clipped before we get to see it. I bet.
Well, it's going to be like one of those Q&A panels, right?
Right.
They've had all those questions. Oh. There's going to be that one guy. It's going to be like, so, and Heroes of the Storm, what are you going to do if I win a tournament? And I'm like, free Hong Kong. Ha, 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 ha.
I know it's going to be at least one person. I'm hoping, just for my own amusement, that it's more than one person. But I guarantee it's going to happen. But we may not see it, because there's always, even though it's like live recorded, there's a delay, so it has to go by somebody first. Like, well, they'll clip it before it gets out.
Well, I mean, four of our raid team members won't be here on this week, because they'll be there.
Yeah.
We'll just have to message them and be like, what happened? Seriously.
We'll have them get it recorded on their phone.
And then we'll get to talk about it. And hopefully not get, like, annihilated later.
We should definitely get Scott to do it for us.
Agreed.
Hey, go up to the WoW Q&A panel and wear, like, a free Hong Kong shirt.
Yes.
Oh, man. Well, is there anything that you guys would want to announce, though? Or something that you'd like?
To be announced?
Yeah.
Well, obviously the expansion, but other than...
I mean, what would you want out of the expansion? Like, for, you know, so half of our guildies from the team, they only log in during raid nights and they don't come on us because they do not like this expansion, right?
True.
So, like, what would you want as someone who might not like parts of this expansion that isn't captivating you to be like, hey, guys, let's do a thing?
I would like to see, you know, honestly, I'm going to go out and say it. I miss tier pieces. I miss tier sets. I actually really liked it.
I love tier.
Cool that they wanted to try something different, you know, with these necklaces, but I don't know. Necklace is really boring. I kind of miss the sets.
I don't mind the necklace as it is now, but it took way too long to get to this point.
Yeah, true. I'd like to have more selection in like talents and abilities. I know that they said they were going to go back and that they admitted that they overpruned, but reversing that can't come soon enough for me. So if they gave me more talents and... Actually, I was going to say cookie cutter, which is actually part of what our 100 episodes ago.
I was going to bring that up when I was doing it, man.
But yeah,
we could say it. I like cookie cutter builds, man.
Yeah.
I mean, not necessarily like cookie cutter builds. I don't think it's as big a problem as everybody made it out to be.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, everybody's got the same talents. Then learn to play better, man. Because you have the same talents and you have the same gear. Why are you not doing as good as them?
You're right. There's that too, yeah.
Get good, scrub.
But I guess I would like to see if they gave us more talents to choose from again, instead of just having a few tiers with like three choices. I know asking for a 71 or higher point talent tree is not going to happen, but that would be wishful thinking. But
when we had problems with people holding on to their previous tier sets during raid and gimping us from that, you know, from moving forward because, well, I like the bonuses better, even though obviously the stats would outweigh.
That's true. And that was a very localized problem, if you know what I mean. Like, I think in general, the general player base is going to realize, hey, this tier set, even though it doesn't have the cool bonus that I got so used to using off of the last one, is 30 eye levels higher. So maybe I should use this one and learn to work with the bonus.
Yeah, I think it was definitely a problem with the player, not the class.
So you think, what if they did something with where you had the gear, but instead of having all the choice, they give you what, like three or four choices per from the circle, right?
It was
if the tiers, I don't. Well, you know when you open up your Azerite gear, and the circles are in there, and you get to choose or whatever. What if it was like you got to choose from the variety instead of having to get lucky on a piece, like some people are worried about? Because that, in essence, is the same thing as saying, "Well, I'm holding on to this bonus set because this is what I want," right?
Mm-hmm.
So if they revamped that,
sure,
would that be better?
Maybe.
I honestly don't think. I feel like we have people that are holding on to old Azerite gear because they like the sets and they're not using the new ones because, it doesn't have the right trait.
Right, yeah, that's true too. Yeah, it's not any different.
It's just not as obvious to us because they're using, why are you using this one? But it's not like they're wearing the last tier set, so it's obvious that they're doing it.
Right, yeah. It's just a little more. Yeah, that's true. It's the same thing. It's just not obvious to your player. The other players with you. It's like, why?
Actually look at it.
Yeah. Right. Because there's like, you can look up on any of the, like the WoW player guides and stuff like that. And it'll tell you which Azerite talents are the best and which ones stack the best and which ones you need to have and blah, blah, blah. And like some of the players then take that as a Bible that they have to follow. And be like, this one's 15 eye levels higher, but I'm going to use this one because I can stack three of this.
Well, I can guarantee you there are people in our raid that are using Azerite gear at least 30 item levels below the 450 ones you get from the Mythic Plus thing because they have the good traits on them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
It's just not as blatantly obvious because they're not, I'm not wearing the tier 14 set.
Right.
Tier 15 set.
Stupid.
Well, and also some of it might be because they're not actually logging in to play with people to get the residuum fast at a faster rate, you know, which could be easily resolved. I've already spent like 100,000 or whatever across several pieces. Not that hard. Just get online and play with your friends.
Just play the game.
Mm-hmm. You know, it wouldn't be as big a deal like if each raid tier that came out, the set bonuses were like better than the last tier. You know what I mean? Like, I think that was kind of a problem with Legion, where like you had set bonuses, right? It was Legion, I'm thinking, right? Legion did have tier, yeah. So they had set bonuses, but then you get into the next raid and the bonuses weren't as cool as like some of the previous ones. But if they just like made a conscious effort to make all of the bonus from the next tier of raiding even cooler or even more powerful, like
just playing ahead a little bit.
Yeah. Instead of giving them all the cool stuff right off the bat and then giving you lackluster tier bonuses from then on.
What about if it just looked different and it was just the same thing but higher?
I would be okay with that.
Yeah. That could work too.
Like, don't worry about making anything new. Just give them the same thing. Make the outfit look different and just be like, here, instead of 15%, now it's I don't know, 25%.
That would work for
that'll make them put it on, right?
That would work for the people that we are talking about in question. But, I mean, I would like to see them use a little bit more creativity and keep coming up with new cool stuff instead of just being like, hey, this is the same bonus, but it's better.
They did. They gave you these Azure Art pieces where you get to choose from an entire circle of thingies.
Precisely. I had
to. Now you're upset with it.
I know. I wish they would just make it. Just give me tier with bonuses and make the bonuses better each time.
Oh,
these are my demands.
All right.
So do you have Eric demands? Wants for BlizzCon.
That's right. My demands are tier with good bonuses.
They continually get better throughout
yes. the expansion. Like a fire mage bonus would be like, every time you throw a free pyroblast, it throws a second one. And it'll be like, yes, I need this. Just something that's just ridiculous.
Then the next tier would have to, it'd have to throw a second and a third one to be yeah. fair.
Machine gun pyroblast.
That's just what I just said. Yeah. Just more.
Yeah, okay. In that case, I'd go for it. It would just get better and better. You could, like, level up your tier pieces, and now every time it's just, yeah, just machine gun pyroblasts.
We could turn the tier into, like, a set like the Azerite Nick. As you progress through, it just powers it up.
Yeah. See? There, we've solved it.
There you go, hot coasters.
This is what we need.
You figured it out.
There's your figured game it out. Saving idea.
Machine gun pyroblast. That's what I need.
What did you want?
I don't even know. Oh, you know what
yes,
I want?
You do.
I want classic PC servers.
That's a rumor.
I mean, everything we've heard about classic is it's so far it's a success.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see why they wouldn't continue.
Because we'd catch up, and then what? And then you're just going to, like, no, I want a re-release.
Okay, I'm going on the record. I will never go past Wrath of the Lich King in a classic server.
Mm-hmm.
When they give me Wrath of the Lich King, I will be happy. I will be content with the world. And that's the one I want. That's why
that
I want
case,
this to work, because I want to stop at Wrath.
But if that's the case, why are you still playing classic every day if you only want Wrath?
Because I want it to
you're like,
be
no,
a,
I just want Wrath.
I want it to be a success?
I don't know, man. It's just gonna go snowballing down.
I was hoping that Harv was gonna say he wanted machine gun kill command.
No, I want to mark the spec that's worth playing. That's what I want.
Do they get rid of kill shot? Is that completely gone?
Yeah.
Hunters? Really?
I mean, you know how many killing blows I got on bosses because of the kill shot? Oh, right, we're at 1% kill shot. Yes, killing blow.
It's the coolest thing ever. Alright. Maybe you could wish for kill shot.
Yes. I'm on the record. I will not play a Cataclysm classic. I don't want to play Cataclysm. That's the point at which the game got dumb. And they took away my classic leveling experience.
I have to say, Cata gave us the time to play arenas, though. I do miss that.
That was our PvP expansion. Yep.
It was.
Do they have PvP in Classic right now?
Not yet.
Okay.
I mean, I just see a guy took 20 levels below me, and he was flagging for PvP, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be a jerk. Rode him down on my mount. Killed him.
Jeez. Brutal. I, myself, always wish for the same thing, right? Just 71-point talent tree.
She wants talent trees.
I just want the talent
she
trees.
Wants more
I like
bag space.
Yeah. Bag space is always that's a given, though. I'm like, don't tell me you're lessening our load, but then you put 60,000 more things in my bags to hold. That's not
yeah,
fixing the problem.
That wasn't fixing.
Then you give us Mecha Gun, and you're there for 5 minutes, and your bags are completely full. You're like, I just had 48 empty slots. Now I have
yeah,
one.
I was just dealing with that. Every time I killed something in Mecha Gun, it gave me two pieces of trash. It was so stupid.
I have so many different little pieces. All my, like, sorry, 75% of my quest items are gone, but there's still 25% of quest items that do stay in your bag. or whatever. They're still sitting there. I don't know where the quests are. I have to do them. But now I have, like, volcanic rocks and ashes or whatever that I have to go into the cave and get rid of. And I have 3 different sets of pieces to give for the daily with the springs and the brass and the whatevers. And, yeah, it takes up a lot of space. So, yeah, I'm sorry. I want 2 things. More bag space and talents so I can... watch people get upset about needing to click on Lightwell. Just don't click on it if you don't want to.
Yeah, I wanted to bring back Lightwell.
Yeah.
I miss Lightwell. Because I was, me and Ray were the only ones that used the Lightwell, and it was there forever.
Yeah, it's not for everyone. You don't want it? It's fine. Don't touch it.
Don't use it.
Somebody else can use it. It's for the rest of us now. Oh, man. And then, obviously, for other WoW things, before I forget, you know... I'm excited for the MDI. I really like watching them because I like seeing the other strats that we're not thinking of when we're doing, because I'd rather Eric not be mad and be like, well, we just do this. That was silly of us. Yeah. And then Saturday is Arenas, which I know Carissa said she's super excited to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw there's a couple of panels in between that seemed kind of cool. They're doing Voices of Azeroth. They're doing... art studio, I think, with live drawings for what Human Footman, Sylvanas, Designers at Work, the WoW Q&A obviously coming up, and Developer Tales. So a couple of, those are the major, I guess, WoW things that are coming up. And obviously everybody also likes watching the cosplay exhibition as well.
Oh, kind of
weird that it's only an hour because there's so many people that come in with costumes. You think they would have that a little bit longer.
I was kind of disappointed with the one last year, the costume contest.
I think what they started doing is they started having, like, the actual contest, like, before BlizzCon or earlier in the day, not on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And they take, like, the better ones and put them out there, the ones that are actually might win it.
Yeah. I kind of liked when they showed all of them, so you saw the ones that were kind of, like, half-assed together. You could laugh at them.
Well, you see people are just, like, they were just happy to be there, right?
Yeah.
I put, like, no effort into it. I brought, like, a beer mug, and I'm a Pandaren monk.
Right. Well, and the thing, I think, with cosplay is just, you know, it takes time. It takes money, you know, if you're not super crafty or not just straight out buying it from someone, because I know that's probably options by other people that do it as well, but... when making things, like, I mean, it does. It takes a crap ton of time. I've tried making things before. I know my best friend used to be like, yeah, it's just Ray's kamikaze cosplay. Just throw something together. I'm like, I still had to sew, man. It took really long. But yeah, I mean, it gets a little pricey when you start getting into intricate things and whatnot. So, I mean, yeah. I mean, some people are doing what they have, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's in a nutshell, I think, all of BlizzCon that we're waiting for, right?
Yeah, I think the main thing is just looking at the schedule.
Yeah.
I'm real WoW biased. The WoW update, the WoW Q&A. Warcraft 3, never really... I played it a little bit, didn't really care all that much for it. I am curious what the musical act is going to be. They still haven't announced that.
Yeah, I tried looking around, but I don't know.
Is that normal for them not to announce it this close to it?
No, even last year.
No, usually, yeah.
Even last year, we got it a couple weeks out. And they were like, oh, we're having these three. We're having Christian Nairn going to come and DJ. And then that one girl. And then we got Train. And there was like...
Ey. Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, this will be a surprise. I guess we'll find out when it's Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah.
It would be really cool is if they had like a big time StarCraft announcement and then Deadmau5 shows up.
Oh, yeah, snap. <that'd
be> hilarious. Well, I guess we'll have us guessing for what it is. Go ahead.
I would be shocked if they had like one big band. It'll probably be like 2 or 3 smaller acts, like last year, on different stages.
Yeah, I guess we shall see. With that, we only have one little piece of news bite information, as it's been a pretty lullied Floweek, that former Xbox executive Mike Ybarra is now going to be joining Blizzard. He was with Xbox for Xbox Live, Game Pass, and Mixer Corporate for 20 years, and he'll be joining Blizzard as an executive vice president and general manager. So we'll I'll see how that goes, because I don't even know who he is. I tried looking up. I'm like, I don't recognize the name.
I've never owned an Xbox, so.
I've heard of Xbox, so I feel like I'm kind of familiar.
I've heard of Xbox. I've never played Xbox. But you know why they call it an Xbox 360.
Oh, no.
Did you see how crappy it is? You turn 360 degrees and walk away.
Congratulations, Harv. You now not only trolled our server, but now our podcast as well.
I mean, it was the news bite.
You're right. You're right. And now I'm going to turn it over to you to look back at episode 44.
I did it. So episode 44 was on December 14th, 2015. We had Nick, Jer, Katie, and Eric. Ray took this week off. Y'all had announced that y'all just killed Archie for the second time on normal. But also that week you went 8 of 13, and now you're working on Zolharak. Nick was like, yeah, I finally went into Ashran. And they were like, you're just now going into Ashran? It's been like a year and a half. Then it turned into like a PvP fest. Blizzard announced changes to human racial. How it didn't work. Every man for himself doesn't work on fears anymore, and Jer was not happy. And then Katie was like, yeah, but they nerfed the one Will of the Forsaken or whatever for the undead. And we're like, nobody cares about Horde, Katie. And then Nick, you know Nick, he always like, how's this going to affect old content? And then everybody was like, but you kill it so fast, it doesn't even matter. Let's see. There was a lot of talk about how there was a lot of botters around. Like, Blizzard had banned a bunch of PvP botters for like 72 hours, and then they were like, well, if they're like real bad at it, they should get 6 months, and talked about that for a long time. And then Blizzard just announced the restrictions to transmogging, about how only people that specialized in plate could unlock plate, and how people that only could use cloth could unlock cloth. And then I was thinking, man, it took that long for us to get transmog, because it's like such a huge part of the game now. Because that's literally all some people do now. It's like, oh, I'm going to run old content and get all my transmog.
Yeah, right.
And let's see. The mesmerizing fruit hat was one of those flavor items that Blizzard had added, but they didn't tell anybody about. And it had been in the game for over a year. And you had to go out to the Valley of the Four Winds. And it was hiding under like a ladder on a little hut. And that was the one where you start a conga line in your garrison and get like 70 of your followers sitting there walking around your garrison following you. Let's see. And then he was talking about an article from Supercat from Blizzard Watch, and it led to a discussion about cookie cutter builds and how a lot of people say, oh, this talent's the best, but it's always really situational. Mm-hmm. How, like, even they're saying it's not the best, there are scenarios where it is the best talent and all that. And they're like, oh man, I wish we weren't forced into cookie cutter builds. And I'm like, I kind of miss cookie cutter builds. And obviously Eric does too.
Doesn't bother me none.
That was episode 144.
Awesome. I own the cookie cutter, so I don't have to have a cookie cutter build in my game.
Ha ha ha.
And you did use those cookie cutters to make his cookies.
I did. It was a great time.
It's true. True facts.
That wraps our episode for tonight. So this has been episode 144 of WoW Talk. Thank you to everyone at home for listening. Thanks to Heat Kings for the intro song. Thank you to Jarrett for producing and editing. Thank you to everyone hanging out in the chat room. We had another TV viewer, Bloodluster, Commander Root, Host Me Raffle, Leo Wild, and Lurks tonight. And thank you, extra special thanks to Leo Wild for participating in chatting. It's always fun to be able to do that. We are at Wild Talk MTB on Twitter and also at The Mash Network. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/mashthosebuttons and also on YouTube at youtube.com/mashthosebuttons. Eric, where can people find you?
Findable on Facebook at my name, Eric Knutson. And then you can also find me on Discord, Toretto #7645.
Harv, where can people find you?
On Facebook at my name, on Twitter at HarvScream, and on Discord at Harv #8673.
All right. You can find me at Facebook at my name. And the URL from there is also my Twitter and Discord with the #4932. Join the Mash Those Buttons community on Discord at discord.me/mashthosebuttons. Our next show recording is next week, November 3rd at 10:30 p.m. Eastern at twitch.tv/mashthosebuttons. I think we'll have Jarrett. I know a lot of you guys are fans. You can email with any questions or comments at wowtalk@mashthosebuttons.com. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to help us out, please share it and rate it if you can on your favorite podcast platform of choice. And if you would like to support Mash Those Buttons, please check us out at our Patreon at patreon.com/mashthosebuttons. You can help support Mash Those Buttons and all our great podcasts for as little as $1 a month and gain access to patron-exclusive content. Also, for those in the chat room, please consider a Twitch subscription if you can. And stay tuned to hear about our other shows at the Mash Those Buttons Network. For Eric and Harv, I'm Ray. Enjoy playing WoW. See you guys.
See ya.
Hey, bye.
Thank you for choosing a Mash Those Buttons podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you would like to subscribe to one of our shows, you can find us on multiple podcast platforms like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more. If you can't find us on your favorite podcast platform, head over to mashthosebuttons.com, grab the RSS feed, and use it in your podcast platform of choice. We have shows for many different games, so if you want to check out some other podcasts you may enjoy, you should go to mashthosebuttons.com/shows or stick around to hear about other shows that are available this week. Mash Those Buttons is an independent outlet that is supported by patrons. If you enjoy our content and want to help us grow, you can become a patron for as little as $1 a month at patreon.com/mashthosebuttons. Besides helping us expand our content, patrons gain early access to special content and also have access to exclusive supporter-only content. If you'd like to stay connected with Mash Those Buttons, you can follow us at twitter.com/themashnetwork, facebook.com/mashthosebuttons, or we'd love to have you join our Discord community at discord.me/mashthosebuttons. Once again, thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
Hey, this is Ramses from Push the Point, the Mash Those Buttons official Overwatch League podcast. Tune in every Tuesday where me and my co-host Lobosco break down player performances, storylines, and the league at large.
Oh boy, I sure do love Apex Legends. Let's drop really late and camp out like a bunch of pansies.
Oh hell no! We're dropping spicy, motherfucker! Yeah!
Get your candy ass over to Dropping Spicy, a podcast dedicated to Apex Legends, its development, and the community. Only on Mash Those Buttons.
Hi, this is Chrissy from the Final Fantasy XIV podcast, Wondrous Tales. Come hang out with us every other Monday for a casual discussion of what's going on in the community and some tips to improve your in-game quality of life.